This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
You know, you might think about taking Jesus Christ as your savior instead of fooling around with all this stuff.
Ah, Jesus.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I like him very much. He no help curveball.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nick's scared because his eyelids are jammed in his old man's hair. We need a live, was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
That's all we got? One damn hit?
You can't say damn on here.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
The Fan.
The summer wind came blowing in.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague on a Friday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
I guess when you nerd out on football on Friday, just flies right by, doesn't it?
Flying on by. We joked about doing a Francesa segment in the final hour, reading off a baseball schedule. A listener added to it, said, how about we do win or lose each game as well?
That's a win. That's probably a loss.
Yeah, but then you got to, after like the third one, you go like this.
I think that's a loss.
We might have to pull that for the final hour. Maybe we'll play that coming up in the last segment of the show.
Maybe just like 15 seconds of it.
Yeah, not the entire
2 minutes.
Not the entire thing, just so you get the gist of it.
He's got that back after this that just, really, that's the only thing that keeps that guy relevant,
yeah.
Is that account. It tweeted out like a couple days ago, a person tweeted out a clip from his show from the year that Mahomes went in the draft, and he was talking to some analyst, and he basically was like,
oh, that kid turns the ball over too much. He's not going to be any good.
That one didn't age well.
Slight whiff there.
That one didn't age well. Keep your fake sponsors rolling in. 503-250-1080. That's the Fan text line. We will spray the line at the bottom of the hour. Got a decent number of things to gamble on this weekend. I want to, if you are willing, can I throw a random segment at you?
Sure.
Now, I saw this. There was a tweet that came out, and it sparked my interest because I've been making this argument for a number of years now, and you just happened to bring up the team in the commercial break, which makes it somewhat interesting. But there was a quote. So Pete Carroll was doing some media rounds today. Do you see he said he wants to delay the season?
Oh, I mean, I think that's kind of where the whole league is going to go anyway, but yeah.
Give us a little extra time, that kind of stuff. Well, there's long been a push to allow Russell Wilson to do more in the Seattle offense. I've been an advocate for that for quite some time.
Well, Pete's a traditional old school guy, defense and running the football.
That he is, right? So he was on, I think it was 710 today, and he was asked about allowing Russell Wilson to do more things, be more of a Mahomes, if you will, run around and make plays the entire game.
I think the hashtag is let Russ cook.
That is the hashtag. Hashtag let Russ cook. And I've always argued that. Here's what Pete Carroll had to say about it. He said, quote, Russell is at the best of his game that he's ever been. And in that, we want him to have more opportunity to be the factor of the game and control the game. But that doesn't mean you throw the football all the time to do that.
Disagree, but okay.
So our buddy Warren Sharp, who's great with numbers like this, I had an inclination that they were going to be this bad, but then it was still a little eye-popping. Are you ready for this? Over the last 4 years,
okay,
all right, when Russell Wilson has really come into his own, is arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league, a perennial MVP candidate, even though he's not getting first place votes, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, right? Over the last 4 years, on early downs in the first half of games, so first and second down, first half of football games, Seattle has thrown the ball on only 50% of their snaps.
Mm-hmm.
That is the fifth lowest total in the National Football League over the last 5 years. The only teams that have thrown the ball fewer than Seattle in those situations over that span are the Tennessee Titans,
mm-hmm.
the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Chicago Bears, and the Buffalo Bills.
None of which are thought of as very high-powered offenses. So at least the Bills, not yet.
What do all four of those teams have in common over the last 4 years? Terrible quarterback play, hence why they're all running the football.
Yeah, yeah.
This has to... Now, I'm not a Seahawks fan. I know a lot of people that are Seahawks fans. I did pick them to win the Super Bowl in this upcoming season. I love the roster.
You're a
homer. Yeah, I'm a hawk. I'm a Seahawks hawk. But this, when I watch them... It frustrates the hell out of me, whether it's regular season or postseason, of like, you have a guy like that. I get not one. You don't want to risk injury and have him running a triple option the entire game. I'm not saying use him like Lamar Jackson. But when you're just turning around and handing the ball off, even if it's somewhat efficient, man, you got to let Russ cook, don't you?
Well, I say it again. I've said it before. There's not a quarterback that makes me more nervous than when my team faces him than Russell Wilson. As great as Mahomes is, you know, watching that Super Bowl, I knew that it was going to take the Chiefs defense to step up for them to beat San Francisco. It wasn't just going to be Mahomes.
Right.
So Russell Wilson has that unique ability to me to kind of stand out in the way that like two other quarterbacks probably in the whole league can. What frustrates me, and I'm not a Seahawk fan at all. I don't know. I think he has prevented them from having better ends to their season, Pete Carroll. As great as he is, as awesome as this run has been in the Russell Wilson era with a Super Bowl appearance and being a consistent contender, it's the most predictable, boring offensive scenario one of in the league, right? Yeah. Like if Buffalo is playing football, I'm almost always assuming they're running the football.
Yes.
Right? You mentioned Seattle's in that conversation.
Chicago, Tennessee,
yeah, like,
Jacksonville.
It's so in line with how you feel when you watch these teams.
I guess they're going to hand it off to Derrick Henry.
And I think Seahawks fan, knowing some in my life too, it drives them nuts. And look, I'm not telling you need to be number one in pass attempts, right? And who was number one last year? Jameis Winston, 30 interceptions. Who was number two, or at least tied for first? Jared Goff. Didn't have a great year. But when Matt Ryan, Goff, Winston, Prescott, Rivers, Rodgers, and Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield, and Andy Dalton, have more pass attempts in a season than Russell Wilson, you are not putting yourself in the prime position to win a Super Bowl. You won a Super Bowl off the running game in 13. You got back to the Super Bowl the next year off of having a great run system. I'll give you that. But man, you have to be willing to evolve over time. I think that's what makes New England so interesting is what if they completely abandon what they did with Brady for damn near 20 years and they change their system with Cam Newton? You have to evolve. And when you don't, you get beat for it. And they've come close. And yeah, they almost came back against Green Bay, but they lost. At the end of the day, you still lost those games. I think they lost the Dallas game a couple years ago because they did not let him operate. And I even look at Green Bay in a certain regard. You've got to let him throw. I don't care if it's 40 attempts. He's Russell Wilson. That dude to me is going to win a league MVP. And the fact that he is 12th in pass attempts in the season to Andy Dalton, Baker Mayfield, and a rookie in Kyler Murray, and a 40-year-old in Phillip Rivers, it makes no sense. I'm glad more people are piling in on this.
Yeah, I saw the hashtag let Russ cook. I started laughing. And then that stat from Warren Sharp did blow my mind. I think your point on evolving as an offensive coach too is really valid. Like New England's going to be a great case study for that this year. And even New England over the years with Brady, their offense has always been different. I mean, you look the last handful of years, it's been more run dominant. Some of the weapons have gone away as opposed to maybe what their offense looked like in 2010 when they were airing it out when they had Randy Moss on the outside. And then another prime example of that as a head coach is John Harbaugh. I mean, he won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco running a more traditional kind of pro-style set, right? He gets Lamar Jackson and he says, man, let's put all our eggs in this basket, evolve our offense, and look how good they've been. I know it hasn't resulted in playoff wins, but they've taken the NFL by storm the last 2 years. The Dallas game 2 years ago will always stick out in my mind in the playoffs because they should have won that game. In my opinion, they were the better team than Dallas, but they just didn't have a good offensive game plan and they didn't let him take over. And then last year, if you remember, this is the part that always frustrates me is that Seattle will have a conservative game plan and then get to the point where it's like, okay, we got to let Russ be Russ, and they can't be stopped. they get to that point in the game, and it's like, okay, here they go. Seattle's going to get back in this game. If you remember, in that Green Bay divisional playoff game last year, they were down 21-3 at the half. They couldn't move the ball. They kept trying to run it with Marshawn Lynch. I think they turned it over once. Like, it was a really clunky first half. Second half, they come out, they outscored them 20-7, and they got back into the game with a chance to win. And if one of the receivers catches a pass in the fourth quarter to convert a first down, and Russell Wilson took over that football game in the second half. It's like, why are you playing conservative and then aggressive when you realize that playing aggressive is going to work for you more often than not?
He was 12th in pass attempts. He was 6th in passing yards. The 12th most pass attempts behind
most yards.
Quarterbacks who are less than him, and he had the 6th most passing yards. I think it speaks everything to it. Let me add to that. Since their comeback against Green Bay in that championship game in 14.
It was 2014, yeah.
There hasn't been one game they've been in, win or lose, that if they're down, I'm thinking it's over. There are a lot of quarterbacks, man. When that 21-3 at the half, I'm like, not coming back.
Yeah.
Mahomes is in that category. Mm-hmm. I don't care how short the sample size is. That dude at quarterback's always going to put you in. You can be down 21-0 at the half. I'm always thinking Russell Wilson's at least going to get him to a point where they have one more possession and they could potentially take a lead. And you go, what the hell happened here in the second half? And for them to not utilize that, their best offense is controlled chaos. It's those plays where it kind of breaks down, but his chemistry, his ability to evade a defender, his on the throw while he's running, all of those traits that he possesses are when they're one of the best offenses in the NFL. And to just continue to line it up, have Chris Carson, Rashad Penny, or whoever the hell is, Devontae Freeman, whoever it is, you're just going to run the ball every time on first down. Like, you become predictable, and you actually put yourself behind the eight ball a bit there, more so than let the quarterback control the tempo, control the game, and trust him to put you in a positive position.
That was a crazy stat from Warren Sharp. So over the last 4 years on early downs in the first half of games, first and second down, Seattle has only thrown the ball on 50% of their snaps. That's the 5th lowest rate in the NFL. The only teams that have thrown the ball fewer over the last 4 years are Tennessee, Jacksonville, Chicago, and Buffalo, all teams with struggling offenses and struggling quarterbacks.
You have the best quarterback in
the
NFL.
Let him cook.
And you don't let him throw as much as Philip Rivers.
I know, it's a random segment. I just saw that stat and it blew me away, so I wanted to bring that up on the show today. I'm sure it fires up Seahawks fans that want to see Russell Wilson do a little bit more. Okay, let's get to a poll of college basketball coaches. What do they want the upcoming season to look like? And we have some potential NFL players sitting out in the upcoming year as well. We'll get to those coming up next on the Fam. Hey, a little power line. We'll spring the line coming up, bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in, 503-250-1080. Good ones rolling in.
Can I share this story real quick?
Yeah. Is this the Dan Snyder story?
Yeah. So Howard Bryant is a longtime sports media member. Mm-hmm. Let's see where he's at right now. He's still ESPN. Okay. He writes like big lengthy pieces, and he shared this. In 2005, I met Daniel Snyder when I took over sharing coverage of the team for the Washington Post with Locke and Fora. I shook hands and I said, "Hello, Dan." He corrected me and said, "Mr. Snyder."
What is he like, the president? That's Mr. President to you.
Is there a douchier thing to do than that?
That's really douchey.
Like, I at one point it was a respect, like the 50s type deal, the 60s. Do we do that anymore? Do people do that anymore? Correct them and say, "It's Mr. Smith."
No. No, when was the last time you called somebody Mr. last name?
When I was a kid.
When you were a kid. Yeah, I did it when a kid. I did it like high school dating scenarios when you'd meet like a potential girlfriend's father for the first time.
And they
you'd
almost
drop a
always
Mr. So-and-so.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Mrs. So-and-so.
Hey, call me Bob.
And try and be very polite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so douchey.
He is next level. FedEx also, by the way, FedEx is telling him, if you don't get this done, we're taking the name off the stadium. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a change coming sooner than later. They want it done before the training camps and preseason. They're going to announce something in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine. That's pretty bad. Mr. Snyder.
Snyder.
Let's get to this. It's never too early to look ahead. We love doing it with every sport, right? We're talking a lot of fall sports. What are they going to look like? How's the season going to play out? Spring season, fall season, winter season. We love doing it. How about college basketball? That was kind of one of the sparking points for all of the COVID stuff, was the cancellation of March Madness. Absolutely brutal, man. Not getting a chance to watch those couple of days and Thursday through Sunday and then the rest of the tournament. Well, Jeff Goodman, is he still with ESPN?
No, he does the stadium.
Okay, he's a stadium bro now?
Yeah.
Well, of stadium, he took a poll of more than 250 Division I men's basketball head coaches. And he asked them how they want the season to look in the upcoming year. Here are his results. 42% of people, 42% of the 250 coaches that were polled said they want to still try and play a normal season, which starts what, mid-October? Late October? When is it?
Tournaments start. Well, the practices start October, like early November-ish.
Gotta get going, and then tournaments around Thanksgiving usually.
Yeah, most of the big tournaments are the Thanksgiving week.
So okay. It's like when they start doing those games that don't count.
Looking at preliminary schedules, I think November 9th, 10th this year will be the opening day of the season.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, returning for practice sometime in October, getting the season underway in November. So 42% say just keep it that way. Normal season, normal everything, tournaments, all that stuff. 32% of the head coaches say they want to move the season to January, the start of the season to January. They want to play both league and non-league games. So essentially keep your same schedule, just push it all back to January. 24% of the head coaches in college basketball said move the season to January and only play league games. So essentially what we're seeing in college football, we don't know if there's going to be a delay in college football, but only conference games. And then how about this, 2%? I don't know how many of that, what's 2% of 250, but 2% of the 250 Division I men's basketball coaches said they want to cancel the season.
Yeah. Well, that number could end up growing depending on where we go with COVID. I think it's somewhere in the middle of that right now. I mean, hell, I'm not a doctor, but breaking news. It feels like the conference only concept starting in January, allowing the rest of this year to play out to see what transpires in terms of how we deal with this situation going into 2021. It kind of seems like a no-brainer. Now, it sucks to lose like the North Carolina Gonzagas, the Oregon's, Dukes, whatever your matchups are in non-conference tournaments. Those are fun. They largely don't matter. I hate to say that. They matter in the sense of, we beat Duke in the non-conference tournament. But by the end of the year, it's how you played in your conference, and it's what you do in your conference tournament that more so dictates if you're going to be a 2, 3, 4. Sometimes you get those one arguments, and that's where maybe those matchups will take place. But in terms of arguments, overall, they're fun. They don't really mean all that much.
Also, how many eyeballs did they really get? I know I watched the Oregon was in that Bahamas one last year, and I remember watching because they played North Carolina and Gonzaga, and those are big games.
Yeah, the Battle for Atlantis.
So that was a good, I was interested in that.
Was that the final Carolina-Gonzaga, the championship of that?
Yes, I believe so. Because I think Oregon lost to both Gonzaga and North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. That was before North
Michigan
Carolina fell off.
Michigan was in that tournament too.
Michigan actually might have won that
Michigan
tournament.
Michigan won it.
And then Oregon ended up beating Michigan in Ann Arbor a couple of weeks after that. So, I watched that because it was interesting. But if your team's not involved, you think of a normal kind of Thanksgiving landscape where you got college football going on. The NFL is always known for Thanksgiving games. You're not getting a ton of eyeballs on that anyways.
Yeah, I'm looking this up. I don't have an exact number, but they weren't generating as much as you think they would.
Well, and the only argument that I would make to keep those tournaments is if it was a PK 85 year, which I don't believe. That's for another what, 1 or 2 years we got away for PK 85?
2 years.
22, 2 more years?
Two years.
November, so when that rolls around, I absolutely want to have that again.
Well, we'll be there.
Right. That tournament was kick ass to get to go watch all those programs. So you get the same thing that you got a couple years ago. I thought that was interesting because that's kind of the next domino to fall is once we figure out what the football schedule is going to look like, or at least trying to start the season, what's the plan for college basketball? Because their return date for training camps and practices, man, that's right around the corner. I mean, you're looking just over 2 months from now as those guys being back on campus and getting workouts underway. So they got to start thinking about that as well.
Well, and I think it all depends how Major League Baseball season ends up going. They're obviously not doing a bubble. They're traveling. If it can go well and they can complete their season 60 games and then have a World Series, I would imagine as weird and clunky as college basketball probably will be to figure out and what college football might be, college baseball might end up being the sport that could end up getting through a COVID scenario the best because you're outdoors and if Major League Baseball can do it.
Yeah, college baseball can.
I'd imagine college baseball could figure that out too.
Well, that and you're in one spot to play 3-4 games at a time.
Right.
So, and I know there's contingencies also, as we've been getting bits and pieces of what things look like in the West Coast Conference with the pilots, they're they're hoping they can do the full-on season and that sort of thing. But there was also some contingencies if they regionalize it, the schedule, so you're only traveling up and down the West Coast. They've been talking to other Pac-12 schools and Big West schools, that sort of thing, if they want to limit the travel to keep it as close as possible, you know, going somewhere where there's two or three schools that you can play at once sort of thing in the San Jose area.
Yeah,
or
knock
Southern
a couple
California,
of games out in one
that
weekend.
Sort of thing. So so there's going to be contingencies left and right, shorten the season, conference only, all that sort of stuff.
There's some college basketball news for you. I don't know if anybody had that on the Dirt and Sprague bingo, but we did have a listener in the last segment. Where did this go? My friends and I always joke our drinking bingo would include a square for your show that would make when you two make sure that everybody knows you aren't Seahawks fans. We do that quite often whenever Seattle comes up. Not a Seahawks fan, man. I'm not a Seahawks fan. Yeah. So I don't know if you had that. I don't know if you had college basketball on your Dirt and Sprague drinking bingo. But if you did, there you go. Knock that square off the board today.
Yeah, maybe we should stop doing that. I don't know why. I feel like I need to do it, but it's probably unnecessary.
I wanted to get to a couple of quick NFL notes before we Sprague line here at the bottom of the hour. I don't know if you saw this. Charles Robinson of Yahoo had a report today saying that he's hearing some NFL players with serious asthma concerns might opt out for the upcoming season. He said, including one elite-level player. Said he hasn't heard of any final decisions yet, but it's clear some players are seriously weighing sitting out for 2020. Then did you see the story about Tampa Bay starting left tackle Donovan Smith?
Oh, I didn't see this one.
So the Buccaneers starting left tackle, the man, of course, responsible now for protecting Tom Brady's blindside, said this morning that risking his health as well as his family's health does not seem like a risk that is worth taking.
Yeah.
He had an Instagram post addressed to both the NFL and the NFL Players Association where they're expecting him and his wife are expecting their first child in the next three weeks. He raised a lot of concerns about, you know, how the teammates are supposed to protect themselves and their families and coming home, all that stuff. He also questioned the NFL's proposal to slash 35% of player salary due to lost revenue that we talked about earlier. Training camps are scheduled to begin in July 28th. The state of Florida, we know how they're doing. He wrote, the unfortunate events of COVID-19 pandemic have put a halt to a lot of things. Football is not one. To continue discussing the many unknowns do not give me comfort. Risking my health as well as my family's health does not seem like a risk that is worth taking.
I wonder how many big-name players will end up getting backing out, if any.
We've seen it in the NBA. We've seen it in Major League Baseball. I wouldn't imagine the football is going to be any different for guys that don't need the money.
Yeah, but like what position? Is it quarterback?
Yeah.
You got like two guys who just say, nah, I don't feel comfortable doing this. You guys don't really seem like you have that great a plan. Rappaport tried to say this morning, like, their plan, the players are moving forward. Richard Sherman quote tweeted, it was like, we haven't agreed to anything.
Yeah.
In fact, we responded with their quote-unquote plan with our own. So
they got 2 weeks to figure this out. I mean, training camps are getting underway at the end of July.
It's kind of...
biggest sticking point right now is the owners want to play two preseason games and the players are proposing none.
Well, I was going to say, it's quietly turning into Major League Baseball where this is starting to kind of have a little back and forth of this is what we want to do. The players like, well, we don't want to do that. Yeah. So I think the next 2 weeks with the NFL, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you got to get through the financial stuff first. If they're going to say take 35% of the pay away, put it in an escrow account, players are not going to be happy about that. That's just that doesn't even reference the health and safety protocols, too. And that's what baseball went through is not only are you dealing with prorated salaries and percentage of prorated salaries, but also what about testing and all the is it safe for us to come back and play? So, I mean, that's pretty big news. Tampa Bay potentially losing their starting left tackle, Donovan Smith. He posted on Instagram, I believe, today saying that as of right now, it's not worth it for him. He's not happy with what the NFL's done. They're expecting their first child in the next 3 weeks, and he wants to be there for the birth of his kid. Doesn't want to put the health of the kid at risk, so he's considering opting out for the upcoming season. All right, get your fake sponsors in, 503-250-1080. It's a fan text line. A lot of stuff to gamble on this weekend. We'll Sprague the line next.
Spraying the line. Spraying the line.
Wow.
Spraying the line.
Spraying the line. Pay attention. Mike Lynch's fault. We got rudely interrupted.
Spraying the line. Spraying the line.
Mike Lynch came in to tell us about hitting pitches down last night down in Salem.
All right, let's do it here. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. We'll
I'm
try
ready.
It again. Redo. Redo.
Spraying the line.
Spraying the line.
Spraying the line.
Spraying the line.
Sprague the Line brought to you by TB12 Immunity Boosting Supplements is likely to prevent COVID as Sprague's picks are to hit.
Let's go!
Shut up, Tom.
Easy, Tom, you COVID hoaxer.
Sprague the Line brought to you by the Pac-12 Network, providing more value than a Sprague pick.
That one hurts my soul.
That one sting a little bit.
That one's bad.
Sprague Live brought to you by door-to-door solicitors. Hey, at least we're not selling Sprague's betting picks. That's true.
Ouch.
You guys got a second to talk about bad gambling picks?
Hi, Brandon Sprague here for gambling picks.
Sprague Live brought to you by Kanye West's presidential campaign. Even Kanye has a better chance of becoming president than Sprague does getting a pick right. That's not funny to joke about. It's not funny. Not funny in any way, shape, or form. It's
you get
funny.
Really upset by this.
I get very upset by this.
Almost like you think Kanye is going to get any votes.
No, I this stuff drives me nuts, man. This celebrity culture nonsense. He's not actually running. He's doing it to sell albums. Him acting like he has a political platform. It drives me up the wall.
Well, he's pretty good friends with old DTJ45. And some believe he didn't actually renounce him. This is a way to...
It just drives me nuts.
...break some of the votes
Celebrities
up.
Think that they can do this. It pisses me off.
Yeah, it's kind of disrespectful
it's a very serious
to the
job. It's
yeah.
like, yeah. screw Kanye.
Look at Obama's hair. He went from regular black hair to all gray after eight years.
Surprising. It's actually a serious, challenging job. Sprague and Live brought to you by John Sakanek. Now officially heard more on the fan in July than Swigard. Does that guy even work here anymore? Swag was off like a whole month, man. Jeez. Still work here?
Got to get those golf strokes down, baby.
You do. Got to get that golf.
Got a lot of work to do.
Sprague Live brought to you by Sprague's Monster 11 at Eastmoreland. That's it. I'm brought to you by your 11.
I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. I'm not proud. But hey.
They stink so bad you can't even make it up.
If I would have told you a 9, would you have believed it? Honestly? Would you have been like, oh, what? Or would you be like, oh, yeah.
Can I say something that might be mean?
Yeah.
I kind of, after you were done with the hole, wanted to go back and actually like make sure the count was right.
I counted.
Okay, like drops and everything? Because you hit a couple that you
kept. No, I didn't have drops.
Oh, there wasn't any that went out of bounds on that hole?
I kept hitting right into a tree, and it would just drop like 6 yards in front.
Okay, I thought one deflected OB. Then you,
No.
They all stayed in play.
Dude. When you
once I was like an 11, I was like, that's a bad score. But I thought, was there a drop in there? Maybe it was more than that.
I get it. I'm not going to claim to be perfect my whole life on golf strokes.
I was just curious.
But I was counting and I was like, wow, I'm about to hit my 9th shot on a par 4. This is ugly.
Sprague and Lab brought to you by Mass. They may be uncomfortable. They may suck, but they are needed right now. Amen to that.
Hey, not even like a shot. I thought there'd be like better than a Sprague pick.
Sprague and Lab brought to you by Mike Francesa. Join Mike on Monday when he starts hosting his new midday show on 1080 The Fan.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah, they totally fire us from Mike Francesa, which is sad. Sprague and Lab brought to you by the Pac-12.
They wouldn't hesitate for that.
They're getting ready to announce the canceling of non-conference games this year, most likely at the end of Rebecca Black.
Oh.
They totally are. You know that announcement's going to come at like 2:57. Sprague and Lab brought to you by the Jason Sakanek home run. Trust me, it will happen long before Sprague gets a pick correct. Sprague and Lab brought to you by sensitivity training classes from Dan Snyder. Still a better investment than a Sprague pick.
Shut the F up!
Sprague and Lab brought to you by Oregon State football. A reminder, we finished second in the North last
year. Suck on that one, Washington.
Sprague and Lab brought to you by Deshaun Jackson's knowledge of World War II. The only thing sketchier than Sprague's logic.
Ouch.
And let's get one more here. Sprague and Lab brought to you by the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes. Blowing $1,000 on us would be much better than blowing $1,000 on a Sprague pick.
I don't disagree with that at all.
Amen to that.
I wouldn't even waste $1,000 on me. I'd put it into the Volcano Stadium.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to gamble on this weekend. Do you want to start golf? There's a big UFC fight going on. There's a lot of soccer stuff. You got some NASCAR, IndyCar. We're all over the board. MLS is back tournament. Where are we going this weekend?
I want to start with a futures bet.
A futures bet.
Now, this is via Bet Online. Okay?
Okay.
I saw this a couple days ago from one of our P1s, Justin, so thanks for tagging me in it. New college football prop bets via betonline.com. Mm. First FBS conference to cancel fall football entirely. Now, the Big Ten said they're doing conference only. Here are your odds for conference cancellations for fall football. Who do you think is number one?
Pac-12.
Yes. Plus 150. Who do you think is number two?
The ACC.
Big 12. Plus 250. ACC is third at plus 300. Big 10 is plus 400. And the SEC, of course, they don't want to cancel fall football and move it to the spring. Where would you go for that bet? Also, not bad odds for any of these, considering they're all plus and not Pac-12 minus 150.
Yeah, it makes you think it's a little likely, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's I love that, by the way, there's props on this.
Oh, I got two more props.
Oh, God, what are the other props in the upcoming season?
The next one is, will any FBS game be canceled or postponed? So, this technically is already hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes was minus 500.
Right, of course.
No was plus 300. Yeah,
you just threw your money away if you bet no.
And here's the thing is, I said that no bet is way too low for me. I need that at plus 800.
Yeah, that's already gone.
The last one is, will FBS season be postponed until the 2021 spring?
Ooh.
It is an even bet here at minus 120, no. Minus 120, yes.
Vegas knows.
These are via Odd Shark.
Okay.
So this is the favorite is to be postponed till 2021 spring.
Yeah, Vegas knows, man. When you see odds like that, you would think right now, according to most people, if you'd said spring football, it would be a long shot. You'd get better odds than that. But if it's an even split right now, that tells me something.
Somebody chimed in when this tweet came out. This was actually this was yesterday. It said, will any FBS game be canceled, postponed? Seems like free money and should be way higher than minus 500. The Big Ten announces it like 30 minutes after that tweet.
There we go. I got another futures bet I'm going to throw at you. I mentioned it earlier in the show. I brought up the odds just so I can remind myself. This is kind of a sexy, trendy pick. I promised that I placed this bet before everybody else did. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's probably not true. But I did place a bet before it became kind of widespread talked about. I did throw money on Tampa to win the World Series this year. Now, I didn't put a lot. I put just $10 on them, but $10, if you're wondering the odds, they're plus 1,700, so a $10 bet pays out $180.
That's probably worth it if those three starters stay healthy.
Decent odds. 60-game shortened season. They kind of play a funky brand of baseball. I'm all over it.
The tough thing is Blake Snell got injured last year, and I think he was 6-8 with like a 4-5 ERA or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously hope that doesn't happen, and if it doesn't, that's not a bad little bet. You kind of go look at the underdogs here. Some people like the Texas Rangers' chances to emerge in the AL West.
They added some pitching. They got Corey Kluber now.
They're plus, they're 80 to 1.
Yeah.
That's
not too bad.
I might
not
put some bad. Money on some of these teams that aren't getting a lot of respect.
I enjoyed the listener, by the way, that sent us a picture of him betting on the Blazers to win the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and he did a $10 bet, and he says it wins a grand.
Dude,
if you take it.
I'm throwing that bet down. How do you not? And then are you guys going to lay any money? There is a big UFC fight this weekend.
Yep, on Fight Island.
Isn't
Fight Island this weekend?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it? How do you say his name?
Masvidal.
Masvidal versus Usman?
Yep.
Masvidal is the underdog.
Hmm. I'll go Usman.
You're going to go Usman. He's minus 255.
Yeah, that's a pretty good favorite.
There's also a Paige Van Zandt fight this weekend. She's a heavy underdog. I might throw a couple of bucks on her. She's plus 450.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about her opponent or her in actual fighting. I just know she's a local product.
Well, and you follow her on Instagram.
I do follow her on Instagram.
Got to support local athlete, right?
Got to support the local athlete. Come on. How do you not? I'm going to throw some money on the Masvidal guy. I like the underdog. I'm riding an underdog in the UFC fight.
You love underdogs in the UFC. Dude, it doesn't matter what you do or
I'm
do not
barking.
Know.
I know nothing about either of those guys. But UFC bros, am I an idiot for laying that bet? 503-250-1080.
Well, one of those guys was a last minute acceptance, right?
Like Masvidal took it on. Well, no, there was supposed to be a different fight, and somebody got COVID and they couldn't have it, and so they reached out to Masvidal to see if he'd be interested in doing it on short notice.
And I thought it was the other way around. His reps reached out and said, "Give us that fight, please." And he was jumping at it.
There was supposed to be a completely different championship fight in that place. And this fight came together in about 10 days.
Yeah.
And they really don't like each other.
And,
like, really don't like each other.
And this is in Dubai. Fight Island's in the Dubai area, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's an island in the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, yeah.
A long ways away to buy an island.
Well, they're probably cheaper.
Are there no other islands available in our neck of the woods?
Building accessible? I don't know.
I have no clue.
Because I think that area of Dubai, I think they built out islands. And they built out all these island areas to, like, show palm trees formed by islands, like man-made situations. So
there you go. There's our picks for the upcoming. You guys going to lay any money on the golf tournament this weekend? I mean, Morikawa looks
probably
like he's going to run away
Morikawa's
with it.
Morikawa's running away, although Justin Thomas might be. He's getting it around plus 650 right now.
What about
he's
Patty Reed?
Justin Thomas right now is plus 800 on the I'm just looking on the website. Yeah. Patty Reed's plus 2,500.
He finished strong on the back nine. I saw that.
He did, yeah. Morikawa, I mean, you're just plus 160. You're not getting value
there.
You're
going to
have
somebody that can really go low in a single round. Patty Reed's not doing that right now, but Justin Thomas has the ability to.
He does.
go deep and put a run on it. And Morikawa, his deal's just been learning how to finish on Sunday. He gets the yips on those little
should have won that
putts.
First tournament back. He missed a couple of close putts. Remember that? The first one back.
So
I hope JT goes deep.
No. I'm going to do a little Cascadia double for the weekend.
Okay.
I'll take the Sounders at plus 105 tonight over the Earthquakes, and I'll take the Timbers at plus 170 over the Galaxy on Monday.
Monday.
Underrated cool name, Earthquakes.
The Earthquakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good mascot name. I like that. Sprague and I brought to you by Clogged Toilets. You have a better chance of dirt unclogging a toilet after himself than cashing in on a Sprague pick. That's probably right.
Yikes.
Sprague and Line brought to you by not brought, or excuse me, hold on, back that up. Sprague and Line not brought to you by Brandon. It's Mr. Sprague. Sprague and Line brought to you by Gary Trent Jr. You'll lock yourself in a bathroom too. Yeah, did you see that? He was taking pictures in a bathroom. Everybody gave him a hard time about it.
Can we talk about that?
We can
close
with that today.
I know we have a segment left.
Yeah, we can close with that. It's a little weird.
He owned it. Like, he had fun with it and laughed and made fun of himself, but... Also, why?
Yeah.
He legitimately posed for a photo with the toilet to his left.
Yeah.
Didn't understand that. Are you trying to, is that like a, I'm balling out, this is my situation, or is this like a, I'm a not serious, I'm a jokey guy, but let me do like a, I'm serious on Instagram picture?
I don't know the answer to that. Sprague and Line brought to you by the Volcano Stadium, where Sprague has a better chance of hitting home run than he does of getting a pick right.
It's probably true.
Sprague and Line brought to you by, it's smarter to put money on Joe hitting a golf ball in a parking lot full of cars and not causing damage than it is to bet on a Sprague pick.
I had a Joe Fish moment at Eastmo.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Medium Pineapple Pizzas. You're just throwing away your money at that point like a Sprague pick.
All right, come on. Unnecessary and delicious.
So there you go. Sprague and Line every Friday at 2:30. Let's get some Rebecca Black in. Also, have you ever taken photos in a bathroom? Close up there next on The Fam. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every Friday. Feels good to hear Rebecca. It's almost a weekend.
No. 12 minutes.
We're almost there, man. We're almost there.
We are almost there.
Somebody said, are you an idiot? In a word, yes. Both those picks are bad. You know what? Hey, I'm barking. I'm barking this weekend, baby.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I saw you bet on UFC, you picked the dog. You knew nothing about him.
I did, and I won both those bets, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I did a little too. I'm going to see what that parlay would pay out.
Okay.
I'm going to pull that up. There was pictures on Instagram that caused a kerfuffle, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
This was yesterday because the Blazers flew into the bubble in Orlando, and the photos were of Gary Trent Jr. in the bathroom on the airplane. Now, he posted these pictures, and it was like, I don't even know what his caption was, but he was like by himself in the bathroom. And then a lot of Blazers commented on it, was like, this is why I had to wait to go pee, because you were in there like for 15, 20 minutes taking selfies in the bathroom.
Now, do you buy that, or do you think they were roasting him?
They were totally roasting him, because that airplane probably has more than one bathroom, I'm willing to guess. So
also,
they
very spacious airplane bathroom.
Very spacious airplane bathroom. So a lot of questions. Why do this? And then two, who took the photos?
Okay, so... Oh, well, let me, I just brought up his IG on my laptop. Now I got to look it up. But
by the way, my $5 two fight parlay pays out $80.
That's not bad.
I'm taking it, baby. Let's go.
Now, he very well could have just set the timer, put the iPhone on the counter, had it lined up and took it himself. In fact, that's what I'd say he did if he truly locked the door and nobody got in.
Okay.
I'm going to admit something here.
Oh, God.
I've taken a shirtless restroom / locker room pick.
That surprises nobody.
What I don't get is, why did you take the picture in a room where you know the toilet's so prominently to your left? Like, when I took one in a locker room a couple of years back, it was in like a non-toilet area. I guess I don't understand
now,
why.
Can I ask the question?
Yeah.
What was the reasoning?
That I took it?
Yes.
I was going to the gym pretty regularly, just tracking progress.
Now, was it for social media purposes or like sending it to the wife of like, hey, come get a bite of this meat tonight?
Wife's not really into that.
Okay.
Like, I've sent her pictures before and she goes, what are you doing? It's mainly when I take one, it's to track progress.
Okay. You're tracking. Yeah. So you didn't post it to social media?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Yeah. Just want to check on that.
It wasn't a solo. It was in a group of photos.
Okay, group of photos.
But it was the only shirtless one.
Yeah, so Gary Trent's photos, one of them, he's like sitting on a kind of table kind of thing. And you're right, the toilet is right next to him. He has his mask on and like a hoodie on. And the next one, it's one of those like hoodies that zips all the way up. So you can zip the hoodie up to the top. And he's like crouching on the same thing with the hoodie zipped up. And yeah, CJ McCollum said, "Bruh, something wrong with you." Nazir Little commented saying, "I'm trying to take a leak and you're in there doing this." Mario Hazonia said, "I'm waiting 15 minutes for him." And then Anthony Simon says that third photo's got me weak.
So, see, that's what I love about this is it's clearly not real in the sense of he locked them out. Yeah. They just all saw this and just roasted him on that airplane.
Yeah, his caption was simply long flight.
That's all it says?
That was his caption, long flight.
Long flight, taking a deuce, sit next to a deuce machine. Sitting on a baby changing table. Also, I didn't know his legs were that tatted.
Would you? Yeah, I didn't know that either. His legs are super tatted. Would you have been more impressed with the selfie game if he took one of him actually taking a deuce?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Just sitting on the toilet. Anybody want a Q&A?
COVID. Just put COVID on it. You're taking a dump on an airplane.
Somebody said it's all about that bathroom culture, baby.
I guess it is.
I've never...
I just thought, why did you need the toilet in it? You want to do the picture. If he just moves that picture more to the, what would that be? The right of him.
Yeah, you can't see the toilet.
You can't see the toilet, and then it looks like you're in a pretty cool-ass seat on the airplane.
Yeah, or at least if you could, like, at least, because I think you can close, it looks like there's a lid on the toilet, right? Could you have closed it so it wasn't such a prominent toilet?
We would have noticed the toilet.
I mean, we still would have noticed the toilet, but the seat's up.
Yeah.
You got the lid up there, man. Why don't you close that bad boy down?
Maybe the toilet in the picture, this is a symbolism of putting in work. It's time to go to work.
I don't know if this makes me gain respect or lose respect for Gary Trent Jr.
I think...
I'm kind of in between because it's like it's... The weird factor of it, of him like being bored on a flight and thinking, I got an idea, I'm going to go take some selfies in a bathroom on an airplane... I kind of appreciate the weirdness of that, but also like the I'm just doing it for the gram and you were so desperate for content that you threw up selfies. I'm gaining and losing at the same time.
I'm looking at his IG and he's got a pretty good IG. It's like a mix of personal life mixed with his hoop life. Like if you followed a player, I think this is kind of what you're looking for.
Okay.
I think he gained my respect a bit here. Now, I got to admit going into this, I didn't think I'd say that. But to just do this post without caring about what people say about having a toilet in your picture.
Long flight.
There's a respect factor here. He very well could have taken that picture in his seat with maybe even a teammate and said,
right,
on our way to the bubble.
Right.
He decided to lock the bathroom, sit next to a toilet seat up toilet and just say, put new work. I like it. I'm in. I was already in on...
Well, you're in because you're a bathroom selfie guy to begin with.
Well...
You're part of this culture. You're on his team.
Bathroom selfie and locker room are slightly different, but you're not wrong.
I mean, you know, it's a bathroom selfie.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know? I know what those bathrooms look like. Well, hey, there you go.
I know what toilet room you're in.
Here's your Gary Trent Jr. news.
I hope he plays well, though. That's one
I
of
do
the.
Too. I do too, man.
He's one of the ones I'm looking for in the bubble.
There's some really good content coming out of the bubble. Everybody's there. They're quarantining in their rooms for like 2 days. You see, Patrick Beverly brought extra white shirts in case people didn't pack enough.
I didn't see that.
He brought an extra stash just in case somebody runs out.
Everybody's complaining about what they're getting meal wise and room wise. Ja Morant, he was like, "What do you think?" He goes, "The room's fine. The food's fine. I'm not a silver spoon boy." I love it.
Thanks for being a part of our Friday, everybody.
Good week.
Hope you had a good day. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday at noon. Number one tonight, you're listening to 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.